Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
When the Lord created the angels, He made them primarily for worship. And one of the things we notice, please take your seats. Hallelujah. Am I clear across? All right, because I think it's very low here. All right, one of the things you would notice is that the Lord primarily created the angels for worship. But it's not just the angels that He created for worship. The scripture said that He made man for His own purpose. So one of the reasons the Lord created us as human beings was to give Him praise and to worship Him. I'm going somewhere. Now, you know, sometimes as Christians, we tend to think that, oh, maybe singing or dancing is not really one of the things that the Lord requires. Huh? But the book of Psalms says we should come into His presence with what? With singing. Huh? Please, are you with me? The word of God says come into His presence with what? Now, that psalm that Pastor Buki read, Psalm 118, I want to encourage you, go and bookmark that psalm. Huh? And try to read it prayerfully. You see? Try to read it prayerfully as many times as you can this year. One of the things I notice about some of our old-time prophets, especially prophets from CAC, and I know sometimes you find a few prophets from C&S, you will find that many times when you go to them, they will give you psalms. Are we together? They will give you psalms to read. And I don't know how that thing, the thing is just crazy. There's a way it works. Huh? There's a way it works. The book of Psalms is like the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. There's something about the book of Psalms, Isaiah. Huh? There are some books like that in the Old Testament. They are different. Alright? So, this year, we are going to engage with the book of Psalms a lot. So you may find us coming, today it was just 3 chapters. You may come next Sunday and it will be 5 chapters. We'll just be reading it like that and be praying and be saying amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this is where I'm going. If the Lord, if dancing and singing was not a big deal, why has Satan invested so much in it? Because the thing about singing and dancing is that you can't do it if your... It's easy to tell if your mind is not there. You know, dancing is one of the few things you can't really force someone to do. If you force them to do it, it will be obvious. If you may find someone and say, why are you not dancing? The person is trying to dance. But why are you not dancing? Because the facial expression and the body movement, they are not really matching. But you may still find somebody moving gently, but you can see the expression. You know, the person is happy. Alright? So, dance, if the Lord now says, come into my presence with singing. So what God is saying is, I don't want to see your tears. Hallelujah. I know there are problems, but when you are coming to the miracle worker, don't cry like you are hopeless. Come on, say, I'm not hopeless. I want you to prophesy, I'm not hopeless. My case is not hopeless. It is a small matter for the Lord. Please prophesy with me, it is a small matter for God. So when you make a decision to praise God, it is your decision. You must make up your mind. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. And we have reasons to bless God. you know. Harvest was started 2013, but as a church, 2015. All right? October 19, 2013. And even when Harvest was started, I still struggled with the possibility of becoming a pastor. All right? But when I look back today, and I see everyone that God has healed, delivered, blessed, souls that have been saved, I thank God. You know, I thank God. There are many of you I would never have met if I decided to sit in my little corner, maybe doing my thing. I most likely would have left. You know, I would have left the country. I would have left. But all those things I count as loss for the excellency of Christ. If it is his desire that I live, it's because he said go. It's not because I have a jackpot spirit. I don't have a jackpot spirit. There's nothing the white man can give me. They need me. There's nothing they can give me. The white man needs what I have. They need my Jesus. They need my anointing. So they should be happy that I have decided to come. Because I can decide I will not come. You come and meet me. So, I'm grateful to God for everyone that is here right now. For those that are joining online. A brother was here last Sunday. He came with his wife. He was, he said he had, that I had met him at some point, and then I prophesied to him that he will leave the country. And he finally traveled to Canada. And when he got to Canada, I prophesied to him again that the Lord will settle him there. And then he became settled. He started working for the government. He left a Jewish aga. Do you know a Jewish aga? Not Lekki. Not Osborne. I say your current location will not be an hindrance for God to do what he wants to do. That amen is weak. You might be living under the bridge, but on this glorious day of Thanksgiving, you are remembered. So the brother came here with his wife, said I prophesied to him that God will give him his own house. He has only been there for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years. And when he was here last week, he said to me, I'm now a citizen of that country. I live in my own house. And this is my wife. So, hallelujah. The power of prophecy. When he was going to leave, he didn't even know how to leave. They needed to, everybody contributed to raise the money. Everybody contributed. Contributed 5 naira, 10 naira. They managed him into Canada. But 5 years later, because of a prophecy. Because of a prophecy. Today you will not miss your word. So we are going to be dancing and singing all through this year. Because that's what Jesus said. That's what he said. 2025, no dull moment. I say 2025, no dull moment. There was darkness in Egypt, but there was light. Come on, say light. Light means I know what to do. Light means what is happening to them is not what's happening to me. Light means my situation is different. Are you still here? We are prophesying together, so don't sit on your mouth. You can sit on the chair, but don't sit on your mouth. I said what is happening to them is not what's happening to me. I said it's not what's happening to me. So we are living under the government of heaven. We are living under the economy of heaven. We are financed. We are sourced. we are taken care of by the government of heaven. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. In Psalm 103, I want us to read very quickly the first five verses. Psalm 103, the first five verses. Pastor Desmond was going to preach yesterday, and he borrowed my tablet, and then he forgot the password on the altar. So, after I came down, told me, I said, I can't bend it. It can be confusing. Like last Sunday, I forgot this precious notebook. So you see, I took it personally this morning. I put it in the bag. So I won't say, is it one, Psalm 103 or Psalm 103? Let's check it. So no need for that. My Bible, my notebook is here. Yeah. All right, let's read. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, and who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction, and who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Verse 5. Hallelujah. Now, I love the fifth verse, but now let's just quickly x-ray this. On a day like this, there's not really much to say. What we need to do is just praise God. So please, if you have your writing materials, please pick your notes now and enter the class. Amen. The scripture you have read is a direct instruction from the Lord to give him glory. To give him glory. Said, I am the potter and you are the clay. I can do whatsoever I want with you. And nobody can question the potter. He can decide to make you a wonder. There is nothing anyone can do about it. I was speaking to a particular person. He's a very big man in Lagos. So someone offended him. And then he called me and said, oh, I'm going to deal with this person. He was angry, was screaming over the phone. And I said, sir, what has this person done? You are screaming, but I'm not the one that offended you. But now my ears are hurting. So, Kiloshe. Please, let me preach to your neighbor this year. Be kind. Be patient. Now, if you can say it in your language, whether the person understands or not, tell the person your language. Be patient. Eje kanisuru. Eje kamanisuru. Eh? So this man was angry, you know, and he was fuming. So I tried to appeal to him on behalf of that person. He was angry. We called back again. He started. At the end of the conversation, I now said to him, I said, but you also found mercy 2 years ago. You are worthy of death. And then we prayed for you. Why don't you extend the same mercy to this person? And that was the end of the matter. Sometimes, as human beings, we forget. we forget that we are not always like this. Fatima, 7 years ago, could you have imagined you'll be doing the things you are doing now? No, maybe, well, you are poised for success, actually. But in some ways, you may not have probably thought that it would have been like this. There are some of us that are here. The Lord has so much helped us. There are some of us, we may not have money in our account, but we have 1, 2, 3 people we can always call. And when you call them, you will see things happening. So that means you are not a poor man. If you have people you can call, you are not poor. A poor man is not a man without money. He's a man without people. So God asking us to always remember to give him the glory is not a suggestion. You know what? You know, Pastor Paul was saying something just now. I said, if dancing and singing was not a big deal, why is Satan investing in it? Why is it that even though you are a fervent Christian, the moment you hear that beat, you just notice your body is moving to that song from that brother from the other side, you know, or to that sister? Why is it that even though we say we are Christian, we know all the musicians from the other side? Why do they invest so much in the beat? Your song may be good, but if the beats are not okay, it will not blow. There's a pastor I saw in America. He was dancing in church. He said it's a praise program. He was dancing. You know, there's... Okay, I know some of you are very Christianly, so let me educate you a bit. I want to assume you don't know. You know, there's what, you know, dance, there's the general, what we refer to as dance. But there's also what we call club dance. Do you know?
Yes.
All of you saying yes, yes. You are the ones that are very holy. The ones that I'm suspecting, they are not even talking. Rapat. Please, I want to ask again. Okay. So, there's something called club dance. There's nothing godly about that type of dance. In fact, you can lose your Christianity just watching someone dance in the club. That's why the lights are the way they are there. Because it's a lot of darkness. So spirits can move easily. So that pastor was dancing like that on the pulpit. He even brought a wrecking ball and fixed it on the altar. So you people don't appreciate your pastor. You know, at least me, I'm not taking you to the club. This one brought, I say, this man is not born again. This man is not born again. He has not met with the Lord. He even brought a secular mission. That was started rapping. They were like, not dance, club dance. So what now made me remember this, you know, was that I was watching a movie yesterday. And it's a black American movie. So there was a dance scene at the club. And they were dancing exactly like that pastor in America. I say, no wonder the Christians in America were shouting that that man should be brought down. Because anything you do is a seed. The moment you stand on the altar and you start whining and vibing, what you have just told people is continue. It's approved. So if dance and singing was not a big deal, why is it the only problem most Christians have with secular music? I was talking to K-Spirit yesterday. You know K-Spirit? And I said that we are talking about his album or something. And I said, Pastor, do you know how much it takes to release one single? I said, how much? Say, Pastor, it's only a strong man that can release a single, not album, single. He said, if you are not spending, you are already looking at 300 and above. One single. And I said, because they know one single, with one single, if you get it right, you can blow. So the producers, the people working on the beat, everybody is busy. I'm just trying to explain something to you that if God says, come before me with singing, and singing is worship to God. So what is singing to Satan? Are you with me? That when you go to your friend's house and you vibe and you do all those things, or you go to the club. So the church to us, as a gathering where we meet with the Lord, is also what a club is for people to meet with Satan. And the instrument, our worship, our offering, is our singing and our dancing. Because the thing about dancing is that when the beats are high and the energy is strong, you can't dance if you don't mean it. And because you mean it, your soul is involved. Say, for thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul. So, and all your might. See, there's some energy. Sometimes you see people, on that, dance floor, the evil man behind that, console, the DJ, he knows when to change the beat. And you see that with each beat, the atmosphere is getting tense. And that thing eventually ends in sexual worship of Satan. You can't say no at that point. We have journeyed with the Lord. You have journeyed 10 p.m., 9, 2 a.m. See, you have journeyed. Meanwhile, when you go for vigil, they say, what are you praying for? God is not difficult. You can talk to him for 5 minutes. God is not a wicked God. Oh, so why do you spend only, why are you not spending 5 minutes at the club? They want to censor the way you worship him. But they don't want you to talk about how they are actually worshiping Satan. Yes, I said it. I said if you go to the club, you are worshiping Satan. That's their church. The same way we meet here at night to pray is the same way they meet on Friday night. So when the Lord says, sing, come before me with singing, it's because it has meaning. You may not know the meaning. Satan knows. God knows. The angels know. They know that whatever song you put upon your lips attract either angels or demons. They know. In fact, worship is so powerful that not even every angel is qualified to stand before God in worship. Some have to worship from far. From far. Because we have the cherubims, and we have the seraphims, and we have the 24 elders. The 24 elders are kings, so they are kings in their own right. Elders. They are princes, principality. They are not the 24 elders are not the apostles, so I hope you know. They are the council. They are the people that rule the world with God. They rule. People are still shouting about Trinity. Nobody is talking about 24 elders. In that same throne, there are beasts, creatures that have not been seen on earth before. Some of these creatures have eyes all around their bodies. When you see you know what a beast is? The word beast suggests that the animal is huge. That's the first thing. When you say something is a beast, that means it also has the capacity to kill. It has killing instincts. When you look at it, when you look at a lion for the first time, do you feel like hugging it? Are you here now? So I'm trying to describe what, no matter how the white man tries to paint who God is, God is not like that. Unfortunately, they didn't edit some things out of Revelation, so we know. In that same throne, do you know that there is a sea of glass? A sea. Do you know what a sea looks like? You go to the bar beach here, or what's that sea we have in Nigeria? Atlantic Ocean, or go to the Atlantic Ocean. Can you see how vast it is? I want you to imagine how you think God's presence actually is. Maybe you think it's like a room. Some of you think it's like a room. So when you come in from the door, do you know why you have to be singing? It will take you time before you enter and get to where he is. Wajo, wakori, you will sing, you will dance. Because the distance from here to that place, when you get to the entrance, you just started. You know, you fought your way in. Holy Ghost fire. Pow! Okay. When you now get into the door, you now have to start because it's like coming into Aso Rock through the entrance, but the Aso Villa is still far away. So he says the only way to navigate this is through singing. Say, come into my presence with what? And into his courts with what? So that's the requirement. If that requirement is too simple for you, you will fail. Because it's not that if it's too hard. Some people are surprised that that is all God is asking for. They want it to be hard. This is not Nigeria. This is Zion. In Nigeria, things are always hard. But in Zion, they will tell you, when you get to the door, come before him with what? With thanksgiving. And into his court with what? So what do we mean by thanksgiving? Today is our day of thanksgiving. It means that as I'm entering that gate, I have to start remembering everything that he has done for me. There is nothing like, Father, I thank you for the whole of 22. Please, can you be specific? Because you are not the only one. There are 7 billion people on earth. Can you please tell us what you are grateful for? But do you know that why some of you keep diaries, you know, my daughter used to keep a diary. I don't think she keeps it anymore anyway, but if she, is she here? Is she? Do you still keep that diary? She has a diary where she, anything you do, she will say, dear diary. So she say, daddy shouted on me. He refused to listen to me. One day she abused the hell out of me. So she left, out of anger, she left the book on the bed. We will now pick the book. We sat down and started reading. In the night, like, but we didn't tell her. When we finish, we put the book back. So, in our mind now, we don't know. But it's okay. We all did it. Growing up, I don't know about you. You reported your father to an invincible diary. You reported your best friend that did something in school is there. In the same way, you see, just forgive me. Don't put this in that book. You know, but this why I made reference to that book is that if we are as detailed as that, if my daughter knows well to document something that she may consider unpleasant to her, why do you come to God in a generic way? Why don't we start developing healthy habits? And every month, write down the things that you felt were significant in your life. The things that you felt the Lord did for you. Write it down. So that when you really want to thank God, the Bible says praise Him with understanding. Praising Him with understanding means that you know exactly what you are doing and how you are going to do it. It's not, Father, I thank you. Some when they pray for forgiveness, if anything we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, my sister, consciously and unconsciously, my sister, let me help you. If you know your sin, confess it. If you don't know it, move on. God is not interested in waving anything over your head. Please say amen. If you have done it, He will tell you. In fact, before you do it sometimes, He would have told you that in controversy. This thing, don't do it. That's why sometimes when you cannot control your emotions, it puts your brothers and your sisters in Christ around you who can say, no, let's not do it like that. Be patient. And while you are fuming, no, they will just say, it's okay. We understand you. They will manage you until your heart will become stable. But if you are a lone ranger, look at this example, because some of us are not being blessed by God because we commonize simple things. And the Lord says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. So which means, if the doctor told you, your blood pressure is high, you have low blood sugar, you have, what are those things they like telling people these days? Hormonal imbalance. When you come to the Lord, you say, hormonal imbalance, today is Thanksgiving Day. will you join us to praise God? Or is this your life you still want to be living? I have decided I will not let how I feel control my tongue again. Even when you are on malaria drugs, you all the songs, you will sing it in your language. We are not singing your Igbo song this year. We'll sing it in your language. Go and learn one song from your village. Even if that's the one you'll be singing this year, you will sing it. As that chloroquine is doing you strong thing, that's how you'll be singing it. Believe me, God is glorified. Not when we praise Him when it is convenient, but when also things are difficult. I want you to lift your right hand and say, Father, my spirit blesses you. My soul blesses you. My body honors you. My emotions are yours. We are grateful. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, the second thing I want to bring to your notice is that your soul naturally is rebellious. And I want you to please write that down. Your soul naturally is rebellious. It struggles with going in the direction of anything that God says. If you may be in your house right now watching a movie, the moment you see my notification on WhatsApp, you know, we'll start a full midweek services next week. By the time you see my notification, Pastor has come again. Say, Pastor has come again. My friend Pastor Desmond was battling with very severe headache 2 nights ago. But he had a prayer meeting in church. And while we were talking, he held his head, of course I was with him, he held his head like this. And on Mixella, put the phone close to his mouth. And he was fasting. And I told him, I said, Pastor Desmond, because are you looking for spiritual power? So we have our way of teasing each other. I said, don't come and die here. You know, we are the only one, two of us in this hotel room. Don't come and die. Let me go order for food. He said no. So me, I went out and I ordered for pounded yam for myself. Eh? Lots of it. And I told him, I said, see now what you are missing because you want to fast. He was just going to say, did the devil send you to tempt me? I said, no, I'm just telling you what is available. You can be blessed like this. But you know, he held his head for 1 hour like this. For 1 hour. He could not take paracetamol because he had not eaten. Huh? He could not do anything. So at the end of the day, we had to get him like, is it 7 up or something? Just to boost his sugar level. You know. Your body is rebellious to spiritual things. The moment you will be alright too, you will be very strong. As long as that Amazon Prime is showing, you will be okay. Until you hear, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Your network will start having problems. That's when you start yawning. VG is 10. This is 10:05. You are yawning. But between you and myself, you know that on a good day, you won't sleep till like 1. If you are not careful, your mind will deceive you, will trick you into thinking that you don't really need to praise God. Because the progress you made it in your own strength. After all, you registered for the exam yourself. You read and you passed. Right? Even those who are not Christians also passed. It's not a big deal. The moment your mind tricks you to believing that there is something outside God that blesses you, something like your own ability, something like your own strength. There was a king in the Bible, his name was Nebuchadnezzar. The guy was worshiping idols. God did not talk to him. The guy did many things. The Lord did not make any. Until the day he arrogated God's glory to himself. God said, let's go and visit somebody. God said, like this place, you people are, this place is too quiet. Who is your king here? I'm the one. Who is that your name? Nebuchadnezzar. You can't be a king, oh, you are a wild animal. You cannot be, I don't like your face. Oh yeah, from today you are a wild animal. When I'm ready, I will come back and pick you up. That's a very short story, video story of how a king became a wild animal. The only man in history to be reduced to such a level. And God was enjoying it. You really think you got the job because you spoke well? I was in an interview. And after the interview, the panel said, oh, we can't take this girl. She doesn't have experience. And I said, yeah, she doesn't have experience, but she can do the job if we train her. She's not sharp. She's not, I said, hey, we were all at that level once. If we keep saying she can't do this one, when will these people have experience? This is a junior role. She can learn. The MD said, no, even there are too many women in this company. If you know why you are not selected, you won't even feel bad. Do you think, you see that all those Java, Python, all those things you know, it's just to convince them that you can do it. What they are eventually looking at are other things. So don't feel bad. The MD doesn't like women. It's not you, it's him. So don't cry. You don't know what God saved you from. They could recruit you there and start bullying you. And I told the MD, I said, come. I said, this lady, truly she's not qualified. I said, but did you see in her presentation where she said she has digital skills? She has worked as a social media manager before. She can, this is a bank interview. She can do graphic design. She can edit videos. I said, you once told me that you guys are planning to develop a brand communication team or to something like that. He said, yes. I said, why don't you recruit her? After 3 months, when you create that team, move her to that department, then get another person to fill that other role. Huh? You see, thank you. Thank you. See, that's what we do. The lady herself, see the way she, man of God, I beg, assist me with one chair. See the way she sat down at the interview. For all of you online, follow quickly. That's how we used to do at Emmanuel. Please focus on your screen. When you ask a question, I heard it's always as if saying an angel they ask question. She's always looking up. Her background was dull. You see? Everything was wrong. But she got the job. So I saw the MD. Oh no, we spoke on the phone. I said, how far this particular role in your office? He said, is that girl? I said, why are you? It's your blood. I said, no, it's that girl. So the girl is going to get a call very soon. She won't even know what happened. She won't know what happened. It's not your strength. I know you got the job, but it's not your strength. It's cool. You see, every other person was qualified. That's what you don't know. One of our friends, he will be here very soon to minister on New Year Eve or so, Christmas. I was in church. I had to rush to the Havana. Is it Havana? Sule. He was bleeding internally and his lungs was full. The doctor said one more inch. So he was breathing with one lung. The other one had collapsed. A young man collapsed. And that collapsed lung pushed his heart to the back. So anytime he was climbing the stairs, he would notice he can't breathe very well. Yeah, I told him, I said, it's an attack. You could just be, you be mentioning so many names. Doctor said it's a synchrophytis, elephantiasis, it is attack, spiritual attack. Don't believe all this rubbish. It's a elephantiasis. They will be calling big names. Yes, sir. There are demons assigned to prevent you from coming into 2025, but they are failed.
Amen.
The doctor said, I think I told you guys that story 2 weeks ago. Say, go on, whoever has this result, go and bring him now. And God's so good. It was even an MFM pastor that wanted to operate him. Say, you are a pastor. I'm also a pastor. Father, in the name of Jesus, we start this operation now. Bam, open up. See, his eyes were open. See the way the blood gushed out like a tap, like a broken tap. Poof! That's what was in his liver. And he still went to preach 2 hours the day before. He would have died the next morning. I was the one who called him and said, you must not preach in church today. That was what God saved him. Because when raising his body and say, the Holy Ghost is here. Holy Ghost is here. It will just collapse. People will say, he's a man of God. He died on the altar. Attack me. It's not your power. And some of us, we need to change our attitude. We are too quiet for God. We are too, that your mouth is not just for gossiping. We are too quiet for God. Anything that has to do with God, we will not be speaking as if we are struggling to talk. Let's bless the Lord. Shoklo, 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 baba, shoklo, shoklo. Say, open your mouth, and I will feel it. That's what the word will say. Open it. I don't like closed mouth. Even God doesn't. He gave it the mouth. He said he doesn't like it closed. The first assignment of your lips is to glorify, not to eat. But some people, they will never talk. When they need to talk, when they need to pray, they will not pray. But when they see a big plate of amala, they smile. They smile. The smile is so natural, so genuine. Say, man of God, you can't get it wrong with pounded yam. You start sharing revelation. Man of God, has your wife made pounded yam for you this year? I said no. She's powerful. You should try it. Hallelujah. But I was watching him at the program yesterday when they said, where should pray? It's as if he's sending WhatsApp message to God. Don't be rebellious. Make a decision this year. Teach your children to praise God. Teach them. Don't wait for the day of trial. Number 3, the scripture says we should not forget his benefits. And I'm particularly interested in this one because that scripture seems to suggest that benefits, they are not the main package. There are things that came with the package. Are you with me? There are things that came with the package. They are not the main thing. What God gave is the blessing. But this blessing now came with other things. Let's review 2 or 3 things that were listed in this scripture. He said we should not forget his benefits. And that scripture goes on to say, number 1, he forgives our sins. Do you know that the only problem that Satan has today is that God did not forgive him? Yeah. everything that Satan is doing today, he is also looking for redemption. And God said no. If God forgives Satan today, Satan will just tell God, like Samson, I'm not worthy to be alive. Let me die. Now that you are forgiven, let me die today. You understand? Let me just go in peace. Because it's also a restless, Satan is a restless spirit. He goes about to and fro. If he stays in one place, he cannot handle it. He has to, the restlessness of being separated from God. You see, and when people are also separated from God, they become restless. They become restless. You just suddenly call Chike. Even though you know the last time I called him, you were angry. You still call him. I just want to check on you. Chike, Franca. This is the way you call me. Say, nothing. I just want to check on you. Okay, where are you? I'm at the office. Okay, I'm sending pizza now. You are restless. But you will not admit that you are restless. When you become restless, you will be going from online meeting to online meeting. When you are done with YouTube, you will go to Mixseller and be looking for what is not missing. You can even go as far as Japan. Japan. You'll be listening to their online service. You don't even understand what they are saying. Just be listening. When a person is separated from God, he becomes what? Restless. So you can know. You can study yourself and know that this thing that is, I hope it's not like you need to go on 21 days fasting because it's like you are restless. He said he forgives all our sins. No, it doesn't leave anyone out. Isn't that great? It doesn't leave anyone out. That when God says I've forgiven you, he means it. He means it. Hallelujah. The reason why we're all sitting in this auditorium today is because of the provision of forgiveness. The second benefit that is captured here, let's put up that scripture. Let me just say this in addition to the last point, that every invention of man today, everything that man is doing today in terms of science and technology is an attempt to write off the defect, that defect that comes from being separated from God. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Technological advancement. When in the early world, there was a man that wanted to, Nimrod, he tried to build a tower that will reach into heavens. Question. Do you honestly believe that any man can use brick and mortar and get to where God is? Think about it. Do you honestly believe? So do you think that structure was just a physical structure? You know, that building attracted God's attention. It wasn't just a structure, it was an altar. But it wasn't structured in a way that God approved. Please, are you with me here? Stay with me. Because shortly after that Enoch was born, the scripture now said, and men began to call upon the name. So God's strategy for reaching him was prayer. You have raised a satanic altar. And God said no. So we have defects in our human nature. Sometimes, even as a fervent Christian, you are righteous, not that you are looking for trouble, but you start feeling funny, like you just feel like sinning. Anybody here? You just feel like you want to, not that you want to sin, you just want to do bad things. But it's not that you want to offend God, but the way he's doing you, is somehow different, but you love God. Who understands what I'm saying? You love God, but sincere. Oh, the way they do you is just So those defects in our nature is what man has been trying to fix with technology, inventions, the same way Nimrod tried to raise a structure to find God, because as at the time they did that thing, Adam was still alive. But Adam was not part of that whole thing they were doing. So they tried to devise their own way, something that could replace the Garden of Eden, that could reach God. And God came and scattered everything. Let's look at that scripture. It says that he said he delivers us from diseases. I think that's the previous verse. He said he heals us from what? All your diseases. All. Come on, say all. When Jesus died, he died for all. Jesus didn't leave anything out. When you came to Christ, you became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that became the foundation for your deliverance. What people need to know is that new creation reality empowers you to live the Christ life. A life that is free from disease. You know what disease is? Disease is different from sickness. Sickness is malaria. Huh? Disease has to do with organs. Are you with me? Your body organs. And if disease is not tackled early, it kills, it takes your life. Headache is not a disease. Something that makes you lose your easiness. You are no more comfortable. There's pressure on your lungs. There's pressure on your kidney. That one is a disease. And he said he heals us from all diseases. Come on, say all diseases. So you can always come to God knowing that it is his will, because he has already done it. And this year you will live a healthy life.
Amen.
I say you will live a healthy life.
Amen.
I say you will live a healthy life.
Amen.
I say you will live a healthy life.
Amen.
I say you will live a healthy life.
Amen.
You will live a healthy life.
Amen.
You will live a healthy life.
Amen.
I am speaking to every organ in your body now. I say you will live a healthy life.
Amen.
Let every organ in your body hear my voice now. Be healthy in the name of Jesus. So these are the benefits that we find in Christ. In the same vein, in the next verse, the scripture says he redeems our life from the pit. Let's put up, I think that should be verse 4. He says he redeems our life from destruction. If you give me the King James version, he redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowns thee with loving kindness and what? So when you see he redeems, the word redeem is the word that can be substituted for the word deliverance. Are you with me? To redeem. To redeem. There's something that is being held until the price is paid. When you now pay the price, they release the item back to you. So that means deliverance. Look, all of this matter started with praise and thanksgiving. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, can you look at everything we have been reading from verse 1 to 4? Which of these did God wait for you before he did it? Come on, are you here? He waited for you. Huh? He waited for you to deliver you. You don't think it would have been too late? So when he asks you to praise him, it's just your own little way of saying, I'm grateful. People may tell you it doesn't matter, but a lot of human beings can't stand ungrateful people. Including the broke ones, including those ones without money. If they help you pack, hold your bag, take some of your items from the market and escort you home. I don't say anything, it's a very wicked, useless woman. Can you believe I assisted her? It's just 5 minutes, so everybody in the neighborhood will hear. Nobody likes an ungrateful person. Including you. Including you that you keep telling someone, is it not God you did it for? God used you to bless me, and because you are not grateful. Was it God that came down to borrow you that 5K? He said you did it for God. Why didn't you go to heaven to collect the 5,000? say, people, they will just do one small thing. Everybody will know that you helped me, because you are not grateful. If you had said thank you very well, nobody will hear. But because you did not say thank you, I will help you spread it. It redeems our life from destruction. I don't know. Do we have people here that in the previous year, you had near misses, things that could have taken your life and God delivered you? Please wave your hands. Praise God. Praise God. Can we appreciate the Lord? Can we put our hands together for the Lord? You know, it's... And let me tell you, the devil will continue to try and he will continue to fail. I said he will continue to fail. Because when you walk through the fire, it will not burn you. When you walk through the water, it will not overshadow you. In the name of Jesus. Satanic onslaughts are what God delivered us from. Satanic onslaughts. You know, sorry, I didn't even mention this to you. I was going to warn her that, you know, I'd gone to the bathroom. I don't know what I did. And I don't know. I just slipped. You know, I had a very nice, dangerous looking jacuzzi. I slipped. It happened in 1 second. And for whatever reason, I didn't fall. But you know, for those of us that butty, you know, those of us that are jebota side, like, you know, those of us on the soft side, if we fall, we fall. Those that are on the street, they don't fall, they just balance. Yeah. We used to have one of our guys in those days in the boarding school, call him Master Guy. Stagger. You just do like this. If I stagger, I know they fall. Master Guy. I hope he's not staggering now anyway. But for some reason, it just occurred to me now that was the Lord's deliverance. So because I just looked at the back of that jacuzzi. Now die. Straight. I was called upon some time ago. A brother was in his glass house. You know, some of you don't know that we are in Lagos, but all of us are not in the same Lagos. This is a brother in his bedroom is made of glass. That's where he built his house. In this Lagos. Single brother. But you know, he has taste. If that brother has been proposing to you, the moment you come in and say, please, I want to use your restroom, I go say, wow. I can manage this one. This is how you are even laughing, like, very stylish. Ufumila idea. Oh, very stylish bathroom, spacious. Everything, glass, you know, even the doors, everything. Not the kind of bathroom that where you keep your soap. By the time you are looking for it, the soap has moved to another location because everything is just moving. The brother was having his bath and he slipped, fell on the glass. The glass and has sent for me. I'm the doctor. We won't take him to hospital. Fell. So the pastor, start praying. You can imagine the level of bleeding. Everything around him is glass. He fell on the glass. The Lord delivered him. He's doing very well now. You know they take church play. You know they take church play. You know they take, fine boy, you know they take church. If you see him like this, when you talk to him, like even his voice, say, man of God, how are you doing? So blessed. I got your call, you know. God is doing great things. Hallelujah. Say, hey, now the same God of us this time. Hey. This God, the way they relate to some people different to, even the way he's just talking like, So when I see people like him, I upgrade though. I don't go and start speaking pidgin. I say, I mean, God bless you. Before he starts speaking, say, let me pray for you. No, don't come and ask me. Let me pray for you. Because when he starts speaking this grammar now, you confuse me. That time, you know, we had to do a stop at China and then we were at Singapore. So I was in transit while you were trying to reach me. I just thought, well, when I get to the UK, I'll put a call through. Unfortunately, there's some issue with my line, He delivered me from destruction. Devils, put up that scripture. That the devil's agenda in your life is to destroy you. Are you here? I say Satan's agenda is what? To destroy. To do massive damage. But what did God do? He redeemed. He hides you in his pavilion. He hides me. In his pavilion. Oh, how many of you are grateful to God this morning? You see, it could have been worse. You are not too big to praise God though. It could have been worse. God just shielded you like this. Hey, every time I pray, Pastor, God is not hearing me. In fact, I don't know how many things God has to deal with emotionally because of what his children say to him. Not unbelievers, so his children. He said he redeems my life. Satan comes for the jugular and God said, not this one. Not this one. You just felt a small scratch. You started complaining. Okay, let's allow the thing to happen. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on, say I'm grateful, Lord. Come on, say I'm grateful, Lord. Come on, say I'm grateful, Lord. He redeems my life from destruction. Can I tell you that God has made a provision for everything in your life in 2025? And God wants you to know that he has made provision for everything. Come on, say everything. It is not your 2025 goals. God walked ahead of you. He has made provision. Come on, say he has made provision for everything. Come on, professor, I say for everything. Come on, say for everything. Come on, say this year I will rest. I want you to prophesy, I say this year I will rest. Now, I want you to mention your name and say this year, Oluwagbenga, you will rest. That's my decision. I will rest. I will rest. I have decided to rest. I have decided to rest in the Lord. I have decided to rest in the Lord. I have decided to rest in the Lord. I will not be moved by the strategies of the enemies on my left side. I will not be moved by the strategies of the enemy on my right side. With my eyes, I will behold. 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 God has made provision for everything. This year you will not owe anyone. Yeah. And for those who have financial debt to clear, it is settled. Yeah. Now put up that scripture that we read, is it verse 4 now? He said, God crowns me. Come on, say God crowns me. With what? With loving kindness and tender mercy. Say, that's me. I want you to declare. Say, that's me. I don't have all my Hausa and Yoruba translators today. Would have gone through this particular verse and asked them to read. Busayo is not here. Anatu is not here. So. But when they come, if we come to this bus stop, we will read it. He said he crowns you. Do you know what that means? Please put up that scripture. Oh my God. Yvonne, please come. When the enemy was strategizing to destroy you, God was planning to crown you.
everything that the devil was planning for was what God planned to use to crown you. So God simply allowed Satan to gather the materials. You are here feeling that you are not worthy, that God is angry with you. Put up that scripture. This is the scripture they need to see. Say loving kindness. Two words. Love and kindness. There's something about this word. Who has a good description for loving kindness here? Eh? Who has a good description? Do you have another word for loving kindness? It seems to be an action word. Eh? God is looking at you, Yvonne. I say, don't mind Satan. Wear this one first. Then you start talking to you softly. Say, no, don't look at him. Start talking to you. Say, so about this month, Abby. Don't worry. Where there's a budget. Don't worry. Sir, there's the devil. Say, don't worry about him. Don't worry. He has been taken care of. And you will be in this secure place with God. The battle will go around you. And be unable to penetrate you. The battle will be there. You will be seeing it, but unable to touch you. He said he crowns you with what? Love. God, it's like God choosing to be partial. Proving, going out of his way to show you that you belong to him. You may just think, we are just following God in our own little way. God say, you care. Okay. My girl. Say, let me show you something. Then he say, tender mercies. Eh? You know, God has a very powerful voice. When he shouts, the mountains melt. But when he talks to you softly. Then the angels who said, what is Yvonne? That thou are mindful. Why are you? What is it about her? She looks weak. She looks like she's struggling. She looks like nothing is happening. But God said, I have found Yvonne, my servant, with my holy oil, have I anointed her. The enemy will not exert upon her. Come on, hallelujah. Why the enemy was planning for your destruction, God was planning for your crowning. Listen to me, this is your year of dominion. Amen. This is your year of dominion. Amen. Whatever they bring for you will be a stepping stone. Whatever they lay against you, whatever charge they bring against you, in whatever way they say you are not qualified, it will be another stepping stone. Put your trust in the Lord. He is the one rooting for you, shouting your name, shouting victory. When you say, oh my God, how excellent your name, he will also look at you and say, oh, Tokpe, how excellent your name. Oh, goodness me. As you shout his praise, he shouts your name. Because he crowns you. Say, oh God, you are my king. Say, I therefore crown you. As you crown me king, I crown you with mercy. I crown you with favor. I crown you with, oh my God, is somebody here now? Is somebody here now? Say, for the Lord said to my Lord. Which God? Which Lord? He's talking to himself. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Let me make your enemies your footstool. He didn't allow his son to fight. He won't let you fight. I said he didn't allow his own son to fight. He won't let you fight. In the year of our rest, in this year of our Sabbath, you will not need to do anything. This is the year of our victory. Great victory. I said great victory. You will see the battle. It will disappear like vapor. It will end quickly. You will not have time to pray. Because it will end quickly. I said the battle, oh my God. Are you hearing me? I said the battle will end quickly. If you are planning to get married this year, and you have chosen December, November, move it. Bring it down. Why are you waiting till December? What are you calculating? God is doing something quick. In 2025, God is doing what? Quick things. Come on, say quick. Come on, say quick. Say my wedding is happening quickly. Calculate. You even went out and bought big calculator, because that your phone, when you start, you know, punching millions, it will be showing error. You went to buy calculator. Who told you will pay for your wedding? Who told you? You want to calculate everything. Ah, when you hear my code, 10 million, you need 10 million. We still need 10 million. You and who? I said, this is your year of rest. This is the year of crowning. He said, he crowns me. He said, he will crown me with loving kindness. That means when I find myself in places, in situations where I feel I am not worthy, he comes to assure me with a crown. He comes to assure me. How many of us know that we are not really sure of ourselves in many things? But that is what the Lord is saying. Say, I will crown you. When they see you, they will know you are the man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to declare, that's my portion. You are the child of his love. You are the apple of his eyes. Do you know you have the same status as Jesus? Do you really believe it? Do you know? Do you know that as God sees Jesus, that is the same way he looks at you? You are a child. You are not a slave. When they see you at the gates coming, the angels marvel at you. You look small in size, but they say you're a princess. You look so small in size. You live in Mushi. You live somewhere around Ifako Jaye. You live somewhere around Kana Moda. Eh? But they say you're a prince. You are known in heaven, not by your earthly status. Oh my goodness. I say you are known in heaven. But not by you. It is man that looks at what you are here. God looks at what he calls you. And he says you are his son. He says you are his daughter. Do you know you have royal blood in you? Do you know wisdom, you have royal blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How you see yourself this year matters. What I'm telling you is not motivational speaking. It is what God's word says. Says, I'm the child, I'm the apple of his eyes, I'm the child of his love. That's who I am. It doesn't matter what you think. I may not be perfect enough for you, but God is fine with me. I may not be perfect enough for you, but God is fine with me. God is fine with me. He is working on me. By the time he is done with me, I will come forth as gold. By then it may be too late for you to come close, but it doesn't take away my value. This year, God is going to lavish his love on us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Why many Christians do not abound in Christ? Let's read Colossians chapter 2, 6 and 7. Let's begin to round up. If you wake up tomorrow morning and you feel like you cannot praise God, stand up from the bed. Look all around you. Point forward. And say, Satan, you are a liar. Because one of the things Satan does is that at that moment you are supposed to pray, you will not remember. You will not even remember why you should be praying. Why you should be thanking God. And the devil is so wicked. You will just step out the day before and you meet one of your colleagues that was not so smart. And you say, oh no, I work with PwC. I work with... that place is good though. It's half a million, no? It's small, but I can manage it. They will now say, you are sleeping in church. Knife first. Huh? Say you're a contract staff. I am not who you say I am. You call me contract. Me, I see myself as Joseph. God will bless this company because I'm there. So, the devil has a way of fighting your mind. The next one, if you wake up, you'll be struggling to pray. Because you saw your colleague yesterday. And she seemed to be doing well. Put up that scripture. Why many do not abound? As you have received Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. 7. rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with what? With thanksgiving. Why many do not abound? Now, I want you to know it's possible for you to be in church, but you are not walking with him. It's possible for you to be in church, and you are not rooted in him. It's possible for you to be in church, and not built in him. Huh? You are not growing. It's possible for you to be in church, and you are not established in the faith. Those are the four elements mentioned in that verse. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Now, the key to attaining these four items is teaching, doctrine. Please hear me now. To attain, please put up that scripture verse 7 again. Rooted, built up, and established in the faith, as you have been what? Did you see taught there? Is that teaching? Huh? Is that Bible study? Can you see it? Did you see falling under the anointing? Are you here now? Falling under the anointing has its place, but not for being established. Not for being built. As a Christian, you must aim at being able to walk in him. Your daily life, you are walking with the Lord. Your life is a Christian life. Huh? It's a Christian life. You walk in him. You are first a Christian before anything else. The things you can do, and there are things we love to do. The reason why we are not doing it is because we are Christians. It's not because the thing has left our head. It's because we are Christians. And we have chosen to put our Christian life first. So we need to walk in him. But for you to be able to walk in him, we have to sit down with the word of God. You know, we've been reading the book of Matthew. And we are going to read the entire New Testament, maybe in less than 6 months. So go and get ready. By the end of this month, we are done with Matthew and Mark. So some of you that are hoping that I will forget. God did not answer that prayer. I came to tell you, you need to pray very well for me to forget what I just said. God cannot answer that prayer. We are going to read together. We are going to learn together. We are going to grow together, because there are some things that pertain to walking in him. There are some things that pertain to being rooted in him. Because if you are not rooted, you will be uprooted. If you are not rooted, there are certain benefits that come from meditation, from staying with God for a long time. And one of those blessings is that your root will go down. When you see a person that has been following God for a long time. Some of you were at the prophetic congress. You saw Evangelist Oki, right? He's going to be here very soon. Alright, so. But when you look at someone like that, do you think, if you lived with him for a year or two, do you think your Christian life will improve? We've not proven it, but do you think you will be a fervent Christian? Do you think you will pray more? Do you think you will study the word of God more? Do you think you will attend church more? Do you think you will have more Christian friends? Do you think if you are angry, you'll be struggling with forgiveness? Because the man has the Bible verse, he's waiting for you. Okay, you're angry. Oh yeah, sit down. The fact that you are even shouting means there's something we've not taught you. Sit down. Let's do Bible study. All this, but don't be angry. And sister, are you a child of God? Sister, you should not be losing your temper. No. Once we see it like this, Bible study. Immediately, all of you sit down. Sit down. You are rushing. No. Come and sit down first. We'll now look at, let's read Colossians chapter 2. We'll start from Colossians, then we'll end in Hebrews. So, be praying that Bible study should end quickly, because me, I don't preach small. You understand? So I will start. I will lay foundation. I will talk to you about offense. How about how a man was angry at Jesus and they cut his head off. John the Baptist. I will tell you so many things. I will tell you why you are losing your temper because you don't even know who you are. If you know who you are, you won't waste your time. So we need the word of God to establish rootedness as a child of God this year. Anything that involves sitting down in church with the word of God. In fact, when you hear me preaching like this, I expect you to be looking for those areas that you need to go back and study. Things you can learn on your own. Not just my message, but for instance, I'm talking about being rooted in Him. Just go back and look at how plants start very weak when they begin to grow. Then as they are being fed, they are not just growing up, they are growing downwards. They are getting stronger. After some point, that plant becomes a tree. Even if there's a storm, everything falls, but the trees don't fall. Why? Because they are rooted. The trees that are not deeply rooted can be taken away. That's why some people, despite all their challenges, are still Christians, because they are rooted. Hallelujah. Come and say, this year I'll be rooted. We need to be built in Him. The Bible says that we are living temples. We are temples that are being built. We are lively stones that are being used to build the temple. And we are the temple. So this is a construction site that we don't have time for carnality. The Bible says the works of the flesh are not fully manifested. The word is the way demons manifest. The work of the flesh is now what? Manifested. But you see, the fruit of the Spirit grows. But the works of the flesh, what? We'll come back to that one. He said we should also be established in the faith. Wherever we go, you may find yourself in the UK tomorrow. You may find yourself in a city or in a village somewhere in the UK and there is no church there. You may find yourself in a city where all you have there is an Anglican church. Then you go there. And then you tell the reverend, I'm new here. So you are welcome. Ah, where are you from? I'm from Lagos. Wow, you're welcome. Oh, this village in Canada. No, you can really do service once in a month. Yeah. Okay, can I help you to your Bible study? Oh, well, whatever. That's their mistake. Do you know how the Aladura revival started? Do you know the history? The people were dying so much around that period. People were sick. There were a lot of problems. The church was also suffering. I'm talking about, what was that man's name? Orimolade. And there's one other man there that was his companion. I forgot his name. It's also a Yoruba man. But the main man in that conversation was Orimolade of CNS. They were all young. The way people were dying, the church was unable to solve the problem. The church had its own problems. And what did they do? Orimolade gathered some young people together and they will pray from morning to evening. Listen to me, if you want revival, pray. If you want revival, don't talk about it. Pray. I say if you want revival, if you want to see shakings, if you want something to change, change your prayer life this year. Stop praying for things. Pray for revival. Other things will come. Come on, are you here now? Don't pray for things. That's why nothing is happening. You are contending at a low level. They started praying. Revival broke out. And churches started inviting them. They will go as a group. Pack, pack. Pack. That's why they were referred to as Aladura. Aladura means people of prayer. That is how it started. Unfortunately, any revival that is not based on the word of God will be corrupted. So they were praying, but they didn't have so much knowledge of the word of God. They knew some things, but they didn't know so many things. But for that revival was pure. They were praying and they were seeing a lot of results. Wherever you go, you are the change agent. Whether it's an Anglican church or a Catholic church or Presbyterian, if you are visiting that place for 3 weeks, that 3 weeks, let them feel you. Go to the reverend. Sir, I'm here for 3 weeks. Can we be praying here? Can both of us pray together? Yeah, just a short prayer. Okay, fine, that's fine. Short prayer, Abi. Take him for 2 hours. Man, say, I thought you said a short prayer. I say, where I come from? Short prayer is from 1 minute to 3 hours. Then, long prayer is from 3 hours upwards. Oh, wow, sorry. You should have told me. Say, sorry, sir. Can we invite other members? When is prayer meeting? So on Friday. Say, I'll come. Say, God sent me here to support you. Don't go there and say, I'm a youth copper. No. Say, God sent me here to help you. By the time you are leaving, when they now go back to their spiritual son, they say, there was a man that came once. It will become obvious that you are a shining and a burning light for a season. Don't use your prayer life to be praying for cars and all those. Leave those things. They will come. Come on, say they will come. Doesn't matter. Helicopter, Lamborghini, all those things are just items. They will come. The key to attaining this four level is teaching. Giving yourself to the word of God. Giving yourself to the word of God. You will open the Bible and you will study it. When I say read Matthew, what chapter are we reading this today? Today is it 17? Huh? What did we read yesterday? They didn't read it too. They are checking. What are we studying today? 19, chapter 19, all the way to chapter 21. What I expect you guys to do is while you are studying, pick your notepad and your pen and write down the things that you have learned. That's your own personal journal. That's how to study. Write it down. Put the date. Put the chapter. Write whatever story that is there. Pick the lessons and apply it to your own life. That's how to learn. Sometimes if you study the word, you may not even need to pray. Because you find the answer there. But there's one other thing in that. Please put up that scripture. Let's close this meeting. Paul said in verse 7 that these items, such as rooted, built up in him, being established in the faith, were the result of what? His teachings. The things he taught them. But for them to prosper, oh my God, for them to prosper and abound in these things, there was an element that he could not do for them. It was called thanksgiving. Please, are you here now? It is one thing for you to make profit, but to have a bountiful harvest, is not teaching alone. You need what? Thanksgiving. That means for every layer of progress that I make, I am coming to God with what? Thanksgiving. Now, let's run a practical session. If Brother Pat helped you, for instance, maybe gave you a connection to someone else, someone, and the person gave you a contract of, say, 50 million because of Brother Pat. And you did the job well, and you were paid. So when you see Brother Pat in church, you will now come to him and say, see what people without understanding will do. Brother Pat, thank you so much. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will remember your children. The Lord will... That's not what Brother Pat needs. The person could give you a connection of 50 million. Doesn't need that kind of prayer. He already has it. The prayer is not bad though. It's just like a man begging on the street. Say, Allah bless you. God, how do they say, God will bless you, help me. A man that is begging, his prayer cannot help a rich man. The poor man is the one that needs help. If that prayer could help anybody, he should have helped that poor man. Okay. I know that you are just trying to be nice, but please understand that that prayer is not God that will answer it. It's not going to be, because if that prayer could be answered, it should have worked for you. The principles that guide prosperity really has to do with prayer. If she sits here and prays for money tonight, while my sister goes to the market, buys clothes, and tries to resell it somewhere else, this one will have more anointing, but this one will be rich. Yes or yes? So before you pray, ask yourself, is this a prayer matter? When you are poor and you pray, what prayer will do for you is to guide you. This is what you are supposed to do. But prayer will not replace work. Are you here? I say prayer will not replace. So I'm teaching you now. So before you go and sit down online and you are typing amen to mysterious miracles, know that that time you are wasting there, you can use it to go out and sell something. Next Sunday, my pastor on campus, when I was on campus, is going to be here. So, to teach us on the spirit of business, the spirit of business. So, it was my pastor on campus, you know him. So I will ask him some questions. He may not, when he comes, I will introduce him. So you don't, for all of you that want to grow in the anointing and grow in business, next Sunday is for you. Say amen. What that sister should have done when she wanted to come and say thank you was to have bought you a gift. Not a gift according to, you know her level. You already know her level. So it's not like she can do anything to impress you. But you see that gesture, will do more than that your prayer. You probably live in a one-room apartment. But because he gave you a connection that was so good, you may want to buy him, go out of your way, and like, what do I think this man will like? Go and get a branded wristwatch. Not those ones without destiny. No, there are some watches. We don't even know they are Uluwa. Well, I'm Uluwa. We don't know who made them and who created, but there are some watches. Once you see the name, even once you see it, me, I don't care about this watch. I'm a Christian. I don't care about those things. I just follow Jesus. But you see, the day I got this wristwatch, I started caring. The way they even packaged it from the UK, the way they packaged it when I opened the box and I saw the name, my mind told me, this is not from this earth. Since the day I've been using this torch, this is the first time I did not change battery. No matter how fine the wristwatch is, I must change battery. The week I buy it, or the engine will pack up. The man under the tree there will not put new engine. Or engine. This one. There are places I go, I don't wear it. Because I will still have to forgive you. So I don't want to come to that level of, let me leave the watch at home and just go myself and carry myself and go wherever I'm going. Pastor, you gave me a wristwatch. So I used to drop that wristwatch anyhow. I just drop it somewhere. So for a while, I just dropped the wristwatch. I think I've been looking. I used to sit under the bed or somewhere. I just see. I don't kind of wristwatch is this. But I did not throw it away because it was a gift. And I decided to fix it. December last year. As I got to the guy who was supposed to fix it, the guy looked at the watch. He looked at me. And I said, Oga, I've always been seeing you around here. You will behave like you are a very simple man. Do you know what you are holding here? Me that, you know, me, because I know how I disregarded the watch. I didn't really understand what he was saying. I thought he was, and I said, what is it about? Do I say? He said, this watch was designed not for everyday wearing. It's for parties. He now gave me a list of, I said, which watch? You know, me, I threw the watch under the bed. The guy said, this watch should not be worn around here. It's for parties, and he showed me the construct and the frame of the watch from the inside. He opened the back. When I saw it, when I saw the level of preparation, when they, some of you don't understand what I'm saying. They, when she are going, they open up. When I saw it, I repented. Orderliness. You know why? That other man in my street has opened many of my wristwatches before. The place looked like a toilet. And I didn't care as long as the watch was working. Even that engine is not the original engine. We've changed the engine. And now we're about to change the engine again. This one, despite the fact I threw it under the bed, I looked for it at some time. I didn't see it and I didn't care. The moment the guy said to me, he now says, sir, go and Google the name of this brand on this series and this brand, which is for this watch. He said, you understand what I'm saying. The man, he repairs watches, but he seemed to know. Do you know what happened to me? I got home that day. I carefully took off the wristwatch. I did not drop it under my table again. I took it to my room. My wife's dressing table. That's where I went to keep it. Everything here is costly. Let me put it. My own side. Anywhere but left face. But I now move from APC to PDP. I just moved to the next party across the room. I dropped it. I didn't say anything to anybody. So this one and that one, I put them separately. You see the other ones, the Gbogbero. You can see it on the table here. See one on the TV, see on the decoder. Anywhere. So when I got, somebody now gave me another watch recently. So I just took it to the man before. I said, please assess this. Whatever. I said, I want to know if this one should be on my wife's table or my table. So he now said, no, this one should be on your table. I said, this one. So I can use it anyway. I said, use it anyhow. So, see, let me tell you. When you want to thank God, don't do it with an empty hand. David said, I will not give to the Lord anything. Come on, say anything. That does not cost me something. You can't borrow money to give God. You can't borrow money from somebody to come and give God. Somebody gave David a piece of land. David said, no, I must pay for it. That is why the doctrine of tithing is very powerful. Because it is your sweat. Eh? That money is your sweat. So when you bring it to the Lord, you are honoring him. There was a person that I used to help, you know, a few years ago, about 5 years ago. Anytime he asked for money, I just give him money. And I never really minded. Until one day I wanted to give him money. The Lord said, if you give him your field will be cursed. I said, eh? The Lord said, if you help him, corruption will enter into your harvest. And I asked the Lord, I said, why? He said, this man is ungrateful. He has never honored me and he has never tithed. That's what the Lord said to me. I just called the brother. I'm sorry I cannot help you this time. You know, the brother was angry at me. On top of my own money. The day I shut my eyes and gave you 120, you were not angry. Me, I didn't know. I don't know what to do with 120. I don't know. Meanwhile, that 120 I gave you, somebody gave me. The person is getting blessed. Then out of that blessing, I gave you, which means the first giver will be blessed on two levels. Do you understand the character? But you are angry. Meanwhile, I could not tell him the reason why I could not give. Me, I wanted to. But when Anna even saw his reaction, just don't learn how to thank God. It's not as if God needs it. If the person buys you a pair of wristwatch or something, does it define you? It's just the gesture. Don't come and pray for Bra Pat. Say, you'll be blessed. He's already blessed. You are not getting it. You are not... Oh. Even, I told myself this last year, if I want to give a man of God money, there is a way I must give that money. There is a way I must give that money. Not like many years ago, I was a pastor. This one, somebody wanted to give him money. Person just put his hand in his pocket. Did like this. Pastor, that's one almost ring curses on him. Like, we get out of this place. What do you think you are? The crooked man will come to Pastor Desmond and say, I have anointing oil. Please bless it for me. My life, my family. He will now take the oil, go to Alaba. Alaba market. You know these pastors that pray for people everywhere? He will now say, we're going from shop to shop. Say, Jesus is going to transform your business. I am evangelist Owase. Say, where's your... Are you doing all this show? Come, we'll give you an pour anointing. According to the grace of my father. Pa, take it. Where's your wife? Tell ya, take. Prosper. As he will now be good, he will now slow down. Now say, Pastor, 10,000. Say, you give me money. Breakthrough. He was going from shop to shop like that. So the money he came to give my friend was his cut. Because those people were testifying. He did not tell them that no being get anointing. And I say, I make it no be like I say this. He could not even put it in a neat envelope. Just you know the way our people count money. Just like, say, what's this? Will you get out of this place? Me, I was supposed to be angry. I started laughing. Because I have tried to count money like that for years. I didn't succeed. I counted on one Igbo man told me, say, it's late. You need to start learning that thing from when you are young. That's what the Igbo man told me. He said, you can't count. He said, now we they count money like this. He said, you, just they look us. Say, you don't count at 50,000. Say, you, Yoruba man, you know if you count. Say, now when you young, we go teach you this thing. There's a way to hold the money. He said, yeah, hold it like this. My hand did like this. He said, sure, I told you. Presentation is everything. If you want to praise him, praise him. If you want to honor him, honor him. This year, you can say no to many things, but not to thanksgiving. He said we should abound with a heart of thanksgiving. Abound means what? Surplus, prosperity. Abounding means what? Surplus and what? Prosperity. Psalm 95, 1 to 5. Are you blessed? So when I'm done, we are going to take a few songs. I will allow the choir leaders in a few songs and we'll also take the opportunity to give our offering. This is the only time of the year that we take two offerings in this church. This is the only service in Harvest Word, officially, except if the Lord says otherwise, that we take a thanksgiving offering and our main offering. Let us look at this scripture as we round up. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Please turn to your neighbor and say, come. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Somebody give a shout to the Lord. Let us come before his presence. Let's rise on our feet. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, He is a great king above all other gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his. And he made it, and his hands also formed the giant. Hold on. Do you know that wherever your industry is, whether it's on land or on the sea, God can give it to you. Because his hands made it. I want you to, before you leave the church today, I want you to ask the Lord, this is my job, I want you to teach me. I know I have learned it all, but the wisdom you gave to Daniel that made his face to shine. Eh? Baba, today as I'm thanking you, I want you to give me the wisdom for this business. Give me the wisdom for this my job. So that my face can shine like who? Like Daniel. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, come. Tell your neighbor, come. If the person refuses to come, drag them. Come and tell your neighbor, come. Tell your neighbor, come. Please ask them, are you coming or you are just deceiving me? Please, I want the Sound of Refuge to join me. Please come and join me. I need your voice here. Are you ready to praise the Lord? So as we praise the Lord, we are going to take our Thanksgiving offering. And then after then, we'll take our offering. Please, whatever you do, do unto the Lord in the spirit of gratitude. You cannot outgive him, but at least you can express a token.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning? Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning? Are you sure?
Oh, come let us adore him.
Oh, we are thanking him.